Proclamation number 6434 dated the December 25th, 1955. Light from above. The Word of God. The world is under tremendous pressure. People on earth are being controlled by forces of darkness, and it is urgently necessary for light to shine into the darkness, so that people will receive strength in order to resist the besieging forces. Without light they will go down, without light they will find no way, no opportunity, to escape. And therefore God will time and again emanate His light to earth. He Himself comes to earth as in the past, although not embodied in a human being but in His Word. He also looks for a human form into which He can pour His light so that it can illuminate the dark night far and wide. He embodies Himself in the spirit of those who are willing to be of service to Him. This is likewise a descent, because the same darkness is spread across earth which arouses pity in God, and therefore He lets the light shine to earth again, as He did in the past. Yet in those days people stood at the beginning of a path which could have led to ascent, but now they are approaching the end of the path without having made much progress, and it will soon come to an end. But has it led out of the darkness? Will people follow the ray of light which is still shining for them now? Will they find the right way in the light and still take it before it is too late? The dark forces exert their all to such an extent that God will intervene in order to put an end to it. Nevertheless, people are not left at the mercy of these forces without protection and help, for God Himself has kindled a light which shines so brightly that everyone can recognize the danger He lives in. For this divine light reveals all. It also exposes the one who has ill intentions towards people and who tries to tempt them in disguise. The divine light of love shines so brightly that everyone can see what is happening in the world if only he opens his eyes. If he does not obscure the light himself on account of his will, which is still completely in favor of God's adversary. The divine light of love has been kindled by God Himself again, and it shines down to earth, because great hardship prevails in the dark vicinity of earth, and only love can resolve this hardship again, as it did in the past when the light of eternity itself descended to earth. God Himself spoke through the mouth of the man Jesus, who, as a soul of light, was permeated by love and therefore became the appropriate physical form to shelter God Himself in order to speak through the man Jesus to all people. And so God speaks to people today again. He Himself speaks to them through a human mouth. He lets the light of truth shine into those people's hearts who are willing to listen to it. He conveys His word to earth, and people would no longer need to live in darkness if they allowed themselves to be illuminated by His divine light of love. The path which leads to ascent lies brightly and clearly ahead of them. No more dark areas exist for someone who avails himself of the divine light of love. He need only call upon Jesus Christ and the darkness will recede from him. He will no longer be at the mercy of the dark forces, for it is always and ever the same light which shines for people on earth, the light of the cross, the realization of Jesus Christ's act of love and mercy, the correct understanding of God's human manifestation in Jesus, and the faith in the power and strength which rests in calling upon His holy name. Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, is the light which came into the world. And even though He Himself came to earth, even though the word from above announced Him, the light shines forth from Him alone, and without Him there is darkness on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. For He Himself is the light of eternity which will always shine into infinity and which shines again to earth, so that all people shall find the path to Him, so that they shall return into their Father's house. Amen.